I'm okay. I don't know if it's an addiction or not. I was in a relationship while I was the father of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were like having sex like every day. So he like passed on. So I was like, okay, had to like stay back and not have sex. But I just realized when I'm alone, I like have these cravings. Because, like, I'm recently dating, but it's a long-distance relationship. And it's scary because sometimes I'm not with him, but I do have, like, cravings to have, like, sex, and he's not around. Like,
is that always when you are... So at every point when you are alone, but every now and then?
Yes, like, I've got, like, cravings, like...
When you are alone, like, every time you are alone?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm alone, and, like, do I call him? Like, go over there. Like, it's sometimes a bit scary because, like, you don't know what a person might think about you, what kind of a person that you are, because I've been used to, like, having sex, like, every day. So,
okay.
Am I having a problem or...
Let's find out from the doctor. From the psychologist. Let's find out from John Pedrosa, who's the psychologist joining us. John, is it a problem?
So as we mentioned earlier, as what I'm hearing Anonymous say, we can hear that there's a sense of feeling distressed about it, hence the need to phone in, hence the need to bring this across or bring this point across. There's something that is distressing about it for oneself. In other words, these cravings, is it causing one to feel inferior in some ways? Is it causing one anxiety, extreme anxiety? Because then that is definitely a problem, but there's also that fine line between understanding long-distance relationships and the human condition of having needs as well.
Mm-hmm.
One can have needs, but when these needs become detrimental to oneself, then it can be a problem that's developing.
So she could be developing a problem?
Yes, in terms of these cravings and things like that cause anxiety, then it would be a problem, yes.